your engines.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, welcome to our guest segment. We're excited to have him with us tonight. He's got a lot going on his schedule, so he's only going to be here until 10 tonight, about 30 minutes with us. We're excited to have him back. Pastor Paul Begley, are you serious? Are you serious? Pastor Paul, good to have you with us, sir.
Are you serious, Jim? It is great to be back on your show. And it's just wonderful. I'm doing great.
You know, I don't know if I'm serious because we just shared breaking news that the city council in Minneapolis, Minnesota has a veto-proof majority that is going to disband and defund the police department.
I mean, have they lost their minds? Because you will have total chaos without law and order. Are they seriously? They've just done it?
Yeah, well, this is apparently the vote will officially take place at an upcoming council meeting, and then they will defund. So they'll take away all the money. So the police department will not be able to operate without the money. So even if the mayor doesn't agree with this, apparently this plan would end the police department. And I read it on several news sites because I thought this can't be right. It's got to be clickbait. And when I read it, I'm going to find out that this is not really the case. And it is really the case. And the one article I read said that the city council member said, well, you know, most of the calls to 911 are for, fire or ambulance or mental health issues. We really don't need police for 911. They're going to come up with some kind of a public safety type of agency that will be comprised of like people from their own neighborhoods. But it'll like a neighborhood watch, like we'll get rid of all the police and then we'll just set up neighborhood watch. And that's going to be the police.
Well, what they're doing, and obviously this is the lawlessness. The Bible talks about in the last day that the man of sin, he was also known as the son of perdition, the lawless one, the wicked one. And that kingdom he brings, this is the beginning of setting it up, is a lawless society that somehow thinks that people can police themselves. Well, good people can, but you don't have all good people. You have factions in this nation and all around the world whose intent is to eliminate Christianity. They hate the Jews and they hate law and order. And they want everyone to live according to their socialist or communist mentality, which will fail miserably. I mean, anybody in their right mind knows you can't eliminate the police, especially in a place like Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's been absolutely overtaken by Islamic immigrants that have completely taken it over. It's unbelievable to think that way.
You know, I was thinking about, you coming on this week, and we're excited always to have you with us. And by the way, you could go to Paul Begley's YouTube channel. You want to subscribe to it, but then also hit the little bell, which means you'll get the real time alerts. And you won't believe it, because Paul Begley, sometimes in the middle of the night, my phone will go off and I'll see it's Pastor Paul. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning and he's talking about an earthquake happening in Chile. I'm thinking there's more than one Pastor Paul, because I don't know how you're doing all these videos. But I wanted to ask you, is there anything in Bible prophecy that addresses the issue, this issue, the issue of lawlessness, the issue of, you know, you and I both agree. I've seen your videos. It was horrible what happened to George Floyd. I'd like to see the rest of the evidence before this man is, you know, convicted of murder, and he deserves a trial, this officer. But I saw enough to say this was wrong. And I think we all agree it was wrong. It was a horrible thing. But then we take that wrong and we make that right by burning down cities, by looting and burning down Targets, burning down Wells Fargo banks, burning down police stations, police cars. And where does it end? We've already, all the officers are arrested. They're all charged, but that's not good enough. So I don't know what we give to the angry crowd that makes them settle back down and we go back to normal living. Is this addressed in Bible prophecy, this sort of thing?
Well, the lawlessness, again, is part of the beast kingdom. That is part of what he brings. He brings us a lawlessness, a disrespect for law and order, a disrespect for anyone in authority, spiritual authority, governmental authority. It's a mob mentality. It's part of this beast kingdom. He'll rule. And a lot of just judgment, like canceling out people. You see this going on all the time. We had the Me Too movement, which I was okay with the fact that people need to stand up against predators, but people started just throwing people under the bus, no due process. This is really a lawless society that's coming. It is going to be total chaos, which is part of the control mechanisms of the beast to take everything out of control. So, Jim, we're living in the end times now. This, and it's obvious. This is just one incident. We could talk about all the things that's going on, and they're all happening simultaneously, would lead you to know that you're living in the end times, what we would call the last days.
What do you make, Pastor Paul, of what's happening right now with Trump? We've got a situation where we've now got prominent people. George W. Bush, former president, came out publicly to say he is basically going to support Biden, I guess, because he says he's not supporting Trump. We then have Colin Powell, who's come out. We have Mitt Romney, of course, no surprise. We have John Bolton, who says his new book, which is going to take Trump down the drain, is coming out in June. It's not just Trump versus the Democrats. It's Trump taking on all. He's like Samuel. It's like he's surrounded by everybody. Does Trump have a friend in the world left?
Trump has millions of friends left. They're all the little people. They're me. They're you. They're all of our listeners. They're the American public that truly want to live like we lived in the past, where you went to bed at night when I was growing up as a child and you didn't even have to lock the doors, where the school teachers could still say grace over the food and prayer to start school and sing America 'tis thee, a land of liberty. We want to go back. That's the American culture, a Judeo-Christian values that established this nation. This lawlessness, this radical left-leaning liberal society of communists, dictators and they're just absolute anarchy. These people are dangerous, and the Democrats have now shown, and here's them, just throw this out, not just Democrats, you just named it, George Bush, and this is really part of the Illuminati showing themselves now, okay? George W. Bush, the Bush family, Mitt Romney, Joe Scarborough, who's married to Mika Brzezinski, whose daddy was Mr. Brzezinski, who was a hardline communist. You got the Obama regime and all of the gangsters out of Chicago. You've got the Clinton cartel and the Clinton Global Initiative. These people, Biden is just a puppet. They're all part of AOC, the Green Crowd. This whole thing is part of this seven-headed monster called the Beast that's rising, along with the globalists from Europe and around the world. These people are clueless, but they're not stupid. They are sworn to a Luciferian agenda to end Christianity. They are godless. They are blasphemous. If you read Revelation, it says that they have seven heads and 10 horns and the name blasphemy on their heads and on the horns. So, Jim, you're seeing the real ugliness of the last days rising up.
What do you think about what's happening with so?
Well, back to wait, one more thing.
Go ahead, sure.
The thing about Trump. Trump is not, you know, in the religious circles, we would say, man, he's just not that great of a Christian, you know, because he seems like he slips and cusses sometimes and says things and whatever. Look, you have to look at the man's background, look where he came from. He's still a new Christian, only about a couple of years, maybe three. But he's been thrown in by God to be the leader of the free world, and more than just leader of the free world. He's the leader of the world that still has any kind of sensibility about it at all. He stands up for Christ and is willing to die for Jesus Christ and for Israel. And I don't know many Christians that's willing to take the heat this guy's taken. He's got to be strong, very strong. But he does have friends, but they're not. Look, General Mattis turned on him. The other general turned on him. All these rhinos, these are deep state players.
Yeah, they're all coming
forever.
Together. They're all coming together. Mattis, yeah. John Kelly they're going public.
Yeah,
and they said a whole group of former Bush administration people are putting together a pack. Yeah, they're putting together a pack to raise money to give to Biden. And then even Twitter. Even Twitter, you know,
they were never for him.
Twitter let Trump go without a lot of trouble for a long time. Our good friend, I know a friend of yours as well, L.A. Marzulli, he was just kicked off of Vimeo. I was saying in my opening news segment, I've had like two or three videos just that I shared of the actual looting videos that other people made. They're not my videos. I just clicked share, shared them on my different Facebook streams. They've disappeared. There's a message that says this content is gone. And they're even now, moderating Trump's content and telling, you know, putting links in there. Trump says this, but click here to see what CNN says. And CNN keeps saying these are peaceful protests. They're not showing any of this.
Right. They're not showing any of this. This is all against our freedom of speech. This is part of the, you know, this same thing went on. If we could go back in time in 1938 and 1939 and go talk to the people in Germany, this exact Nazi tactic against the Jewish people and the Christians was going on. Take away the freedom of speech, arrest the newspaper owners of the day that would not go along with Hitler's regime. It's just unbelievable what's been going on, and we're watching it replay. I mean, it's a literal replay. As a matter of fact, it's corporate CEOs of major companies that are choosing sides. And I've got news for everyone. These guys that have come out against Trump, they're all doing it like they're all piling on. They smell blood in the water. They think they're going to pull this thing off. This is a desperate attempt by them. This is Hail Marys they're throwing out. The public, at the end of the day, do not want a Joe Biden and a radical left of protesters burning down, threatening their suburbs and burning down their businesses. They will not want these people in charge. Trump will win this reelection, and then the beast will even turn uglier. I mean, we can't change Bible prophecy. They will absolutely go insane when he wins again. And I say he still will win.
I can't even imagine what that looks like on election night, that Trump is reelected. I think some of them will say they reject the outcome of it. And they're already setting that up by saying we're going to go. It's OK to do rioting, even though we have coronavirus, but we can't go to church. You can go to the liquor store. You can't go to church. You can go to a riot and loot and pillage and burn buildings down. But you can't go to church. You can't go to vote, but you can go to riot. So you got to mail in your vote. And those mail in votes are a joke. I mean, that's where all the problems always happen with those mail in ballots.
Right.
You think they're setting us up to have an election that can be challenged if they don't like the outcome?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They're going to challenge the outcome no matter what it is. He will win. They will challenge it. They will take it to the Supreme Court. They'll make a fiasco out of it. It'll go on for 45 days or something. John Roberts, who you think, that's another one, okay? the Supreme Court, Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, has already twice now, maybe three times, has sided blatantly against the real founders of the Constitution. And don't count the fact that he might absolutely side against Trump if a contested election goes all the way to the Supreme Court. I would not put it past him. He is absolutely, just like Jeff Flake, Bob Coker, just like John McCain was, just like Mitt Romney is, just like the generals who've just shown who they're really all about. I mean, how in the world can a general, I wish I had both these guys sitting in my office right now. I'd look at them and say, you guys are pathetic. How can you be generals of 30, 40 years, say you love the Constitution of the United States, and won't defend the law and order against mob mentality? You're absolute hypocrites, and you've known it since you've been there.
Pastor Paul, I heard a great talk on this week, where every member of the military, everyone in high office, gets sworn in to protect the nation against enemies, foreign and domestic. Foreign and domestic. So this idea that the military could never be used to protect against things that happen in our own country is not constitutional. This is just something they've come up with. And even this Esper, who's the defense secretary, he went public and said, well, I'm not doing what Trump told me to do. And I'm thinking to myself, well, look, if you don't agree, resign. He's the president. It is literally like they're saying we are no longer following the orders of the president, which that's what happens in these third world banana republics. This is the United States of America. Right. The president. Can you imagine if Trump made the phone call over to the Defense Department and said, we need to launch missiles because we're under attack. We have the early warning that nuclear missiles are coming in from Russia or from China. And they said, no, we're not doing that. Because we don't agree, what we're looking at.
Trump's got to fire Esper. He has to be fired. That's got to happen, and I look for that to happen within 2 weeks. The problem Trump has, I pray for him daily because he's sitting there and he has to figure out who in the world can I promote from within or who can I find, and he's trying to figure out people he can really trust. And he don't know. It's so full of deep state. This has been going on for 40 years. This deep state entrenchment. They didn't just take over our judicial system. They didn't just take over our college, university professors and our core curriculum. They took over the government in every agency. They run so deep. They've been recruiting so deep. That when you finally do get a righteous man in who tries to figure out how to run the government, he has enemies in the CIA, the FBI, the TSA, the NSA, everywhere he turns, the military, and he's trying to find people he can trust. It's unbelievable. And the media is the mouthpiece of the beast. And we've really never seen anything like this. This nation is coming to a pinnacle, to a point where we're going to make it or break it, and it's really going to come down. It's really God is in control. We have to fully just trust God. But I do believe, according to biblical prophecy, I truly believe America survives this and remains steadfast with Israel until the coming of Jesus Christ. But it won't be easy. There will be many imprisonments and persecution, but we're going to hang in there. Just hang in there, Jim.
And I think, as you're saying, we are getting ever so close to the mark of the beast. We have friends of the show like Laura Loomer, who's a friend of the show, who's a conservative lady, and she has been banned from all the social media. She's been banned from every type of online financial to where she can't collect payments for anything or donations for anything. She can't even order Uber Eats because she's banned from getting an Uber or an Uber food delivery. All of these mechanisms are in place, aren't they? Where somebody can just decide you're not cooperating with the narrative. you're done. You're offline. You're off banking. You're off any type of ability to do business. They just shut Jim Baker, lost everything. They completely deplatformed him from all of his credit card processing and everything because they didn't like what one of his guests said about that nutritional supplement. He never said it, but he had one guest that said it, and they deplatformed his whole ministry's financial ability to take credit cards.
Yeah, it shows you the overreaching of the left and how in the world can businesses have – see, this is discrimination. We talk about people don't want to have discrimination, and I agree. There should be no discrimination. It should not matter what color skin you have, and it should not matter what color character of your heart either. And it shouldn't matter what you believe politically – or biblically or anything else. If this is a free society, then you have to treat everyone fairly. You can't pick and choose who you're going to serve, who gets to be on platforms. I mean, this is like Wendy's. Let's say Wendy's decided they're just going to turn down certain groups of people. They just could not. If you pull up in the drive-through, you know, you can't order. Well, that's what Google and that's what some of these others are doing, Facebook and what have you, and these credit card companies, the banks, is saying, no, if you don't go along with our way of thinking, you can't buy or sell. Well, that's, again, the beast kingdom mentality. There is no there's no Antichrist yet, but the kingdom he's going to rule is being built. The playing field is being put together. The tracks are being laid. And, Jim, we're getting ever so – so the beasts don't just show up and then change it all. It's going to be changed, and then they crown their king. There and he selects 10 to follow with him, and it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming, and we preach it every day, and we try our best every day to get people to come to Christ because we know it's coming soon.
Pastor Paul, what do you make of this coronavirus thing? You know, my view on it is I think it's real, but it's like what happens here in Florida. We end up with like a category one hurricane, but the news channel is telling you to board up your house, buy 3 weeks of food, get a generator. And they tell you it's going to be a 5, or maybe it's even going to be a 6. It's going to be unprecedented. What's going to happen? There's going to be thousands of deaths. Then it turns out to be a 1, or maybe even it doesn't even make it to a 1. I'm not saying it's nothing, but what do you make of how they were able to shut down the entire country for 2 months? And now it's like the whole thing has disappeared. All the rioting is going on. People aren't wearing the masks. They're in these crowds of thousands of people. And all of a sudden it's off the front pages now. Coronavirus, you could be arrested going to church during the shutdown, but now during the shutdown, many of these states are still locked down. They're allowing people to riot and loot and pillage and burn buildings down, and they're totally okay with it. And everybody's forgotten about the coronavirus. Was it a hoax in your view?
Well, I don't think it was a hoax. I mean, I agree with you. It's a real virus. I think it was released by China. I think that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes it and throws stuff up against the wall every day and calls it the Wu flu and the China flu and the Wuhan flu. I think that Pompeo and Trump both know this was a weaponized virus released by China on the world to cripple mainly the American economy as well as Europeans' economy. Trump, what do? If you don't deal with it and 500,000 people die, then you know, you're blamed for being heartless and ridiculous and you didn't go along with the rest of the world. So he was put in this tough jam. I think it was a real virus and it does kill people, but it's not a pandemic to the point you cripple the entire world's economy. And now that they're trying to reopen it, the virus, here comes the riots. And actually, Jim, I've looked at this thing. It's like the four horsemen of the apocalypse in reverse. I'm calling this the reverse curse. It's a lie. It's man-made, a man-made virus. So instead of the white horseman of the beast riding first, followed by war of the red horse and economic chaos by the black horse, followed by the pale horse of death and pandemic and disease, we got the pale horse first, followed by the black horse of the economy crashing, now by the riots and the war and taking peace from the earth and the red horse. And next will be one more wave. It's called the wave of trying to take it over. and you're hearing about it. The firing of the police force of Minneapolis, basically, cutting off the funding. The cutting, New York City announced they're going to cut their police force funding by $1.1 billion. That's thousands of police officers New York City is going to lay off. You're going to see Detroit do it. Chicago will do it. Cleveland will do it. Baltimore's police force resigned out of frustration. You're going to see this. This is the beginning of this lawless society. It's control out of chaos. It's a reverse curse. It's like it's taking the four horsemen of apocalypse and running backwards, which means it's not of God. It's a Luciferian mockery of the prophecies of the Bible, and we're watching this thing right before our very eyes.
Pastor Paul, let me shift gears and ask you about what's going on in space. I've been reading articles lately about a stadium-sized meteor that is coming close to Earth or maybe just past us. I'm reading about Earth's magnetic field is dramatically moving. I know you've talked about Planet X and other things happening in that regard. Do you have any thoughts on what's happening presently outside of our atmosphere?
Well, yeah. What happened this morning, we got hit with a wave of energy that was at 12:35 a.m. This thing is massive. It hit the Earth. Now, what it will do, it's not a CME or a solar flare, which has would have the ability to fry our power grids wherever it would hit in the Earth. But instead, this messes up the magnetosphere, our Earth's protective shield from incoming radiation from deep space. And what it does is the magnetic field grabs this wave of energy and says, oh, no, this is way too strong, and throws it into the poles, the north and south poles, into the core of the Earth. This wave was so big, Jim, and I've seen the graphics. It was so massive that it will definitely be heating the core of the Earth, which will cause earthquakes and volcanoes. So in the next 72 hours, I would be very, very cautious to watch for some type of a major earthquake or massive volcanic eruption. We've got debris fields coming in. We've got asteroids coming in. They are so afraid of it now. Every nation of the world started out by building underground cities to protect themselves from this incoming debris field they've known for 40 years, according to some experts. But they know it's getting close now. They're so scared. They're trying to figure out a way to shoot it out of space or send up, you know, the DART program, laser beams, or nudge them out of the way. And they're scared, okay? And you're going to hear more and more and more about this as this wave, waves of debris field. And this is all being affected by, some experts believe, by this binary system. You can call it Planet X, Nibiru, or the dwarf star, or whatever you want to call it. Now, the Bible does talk about deep impacts in Revelation 8:8. But before those two deep impacts hit, one brings about wormwood, of course, radiation of the waters, okay, and death. One's a massive asteroid about the size of a mountain, a burning mountain that hits the sea, wipes out a third of the ships in the sea, turns the water blood red. The second deep impact is a burning star called wormwood. But before either one of those two hit, there's going to be this waves of heat, not fire, but it's like little brimstones and debris clouds that starts burning up the trees and the grass. This is what's coming now, and we're starting to see it, and it's approaching, and you're going to hear more and more of it, especially as it manifests and materializes.
Very interesting. Now, in our last minute or two, I want you to tell people all the different ways they can get in touch with you. People may not know this, but you have a television studio built into your basement of your home. You also have a TV show that goes out through studios there near Indianapolis. You're always on with Facebook Live and YouTube Live and all these others. What's the best way for people to tap into all the things you have to offer?
You go to my website, folks, at paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's www.paulbegleyprophecy.com. In the next couple of minutes, I actually have a television show that airs at 10 p.m. Eastern on DirecTV channel 367. It comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern, called The Coming Apocalypse, and that will air on channel 367 on DirecTV. That's actually World Harvest Television. But if you go to my YouTube channel, you know, we'll keep you up to speed with everything. We do the daily show every day at 12 noon Eastern. So you can watch me tomorrow, 12 noon. We'll talk about all the current events, just like we're doing right now, Jim. And we just put all this stuff out there for you and show you what's going on in the world and how it relates to Bible prophecy. And we just want to get people to Christ. We're just trying to get people to Jesus Christ and make everyone aware of what's going on around us in these end times.
Very good. So good to have you with us, sir. We hope you come back again soon and visit us and share the latest that's on your heart.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure being with you, and God bless you. Keep up the good work, Jim.
Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless.
Pastor Paul Begley, I'll tell you what, he's a powerful guy, isn't he? I mean, he's a great, great speaker and is not afraid. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. And that's kind of unique anymore. As we look at what's going on right now, everybody's being put in a position where you either agree with the narrative or they start to slowly take away your platform, and you end up with nowhere you can share your information. And then you end up with the age old philosophical question, right? If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound? So if I'm on the radio with you tonight, internet radio, and everybody has turned me off all over the world, does it even matter? I don't know. Well, at least we're on for now. And hopefully God will protect us and keep our lines of communication open. As long as he wants us to, we'll be here. Stay tuned for our next broadcast. We're excited about this. It's a look at cults, the world of cults, which I've always been so fascinated in the topic of cults. And then this one is the Hare Krishna cult and the Hare Krishna murders. That'll be next week during our guest segment. Remember, if it's Sunday night, it's Jim Paris Live. We'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.